Chapter 1. The Three Stages of Attention. Stanford's John Krosnick, a political science professor and the director of Stanford's Political Psychology Research Group, has studied hundreds of election results in Ohio and California. In almost every single race, he and his colleagues studied, from local alderman elections to the 1996 and 2000 presidential elections. If a candidate's name was listed first on the ballot, it increased the amount of votes that candidate received by an average of 2%, sometimes more. 2 points may not seem like much, but with a 2-point swing, we would likely be talking about how President Mitt Romney would have handled Edward Snowden. Krosnick's research doesn't show voters are lazy. Instead, it demonstrates just how limited our attention truly is. When we are juggling a job, a family, social and community activities, work emails, and meetings, we might have enough attention left to learn about presidential or parliamentary candidates, but probably not enough time or concern to learn about the candidates for, say, a school board election. With limited information, the human brain automatically looks for shortcuts to help it make decisions. Being first has a positive association in our culture. First place, first in line, and so on. Thus, we unconsciously ascribe the positive quality of being first to the first name listed on the ballot, even though the candidate's placement on the ballot has nothing to do with his or her qualifications for office. These mental shortcuts are known as heuristics. They are the quick general rules that guide our attention, consciously and unconsciously, both in the immediate moment and over the course of years or even decades. How do I find Waldo? Search for red and white stripes and ignore everything else. Which movie should I watch? Rely on the reviews from Rotten Tomatoes. We only have so much attention to give, and so we look for shortcuts to help us allocate that attention. Not all attention is created equal, though. Some attention, like the kind you pay when somebody is shouting at a party, is fleeting. Think about what happens once the person shouting at the party stops. Everybody simply directs their attention back to their previous conversations. People will turn their heads toward a disturbance, but their focus will fizzle out once the disturbance is gone. We shift our attention from one thing to the next. For the purposes of this book, there are three types of attention: immediate, short, and long. And the shortcuts we use for each type of attention are different. For example, when we hear a person shout, we quickly, and often subconsciously, determine whether the person is just throwing a temper tantrum or having a medical emergency. If we determine it's the former, our attention quickly shifts away. But if it's the latter, our attention will ratchet to the next level as we focus and decide what to do next to help. How does our brain help us manage our limited attention? And what role do the three types of attention play in our lives? To answer those questions, we need the help of some hookworm eggs. Immediate attention, or how to analyze a piece of... At the most fundamental level, attention is our first line of defense against danger and threats. Maintaining an alert state is hardwired into all animals, including humans. We're especially adept at detecting moving people and animals, the most likely threats to our survival. Researchers at the University of California, Santa Barbara, found evidence to support this notion. They asked subjects to look for changes in complex scenes, images of forests, groups of people in parks, etc. The images would appear, disappear, and reappear over and over again in 250 millisecond bursts until the subjects either identified changes or determined that nothing had changed. What was surprising was how much quicker and more accurate subjects were at identifying changing animals and people than plants or inanimate objects. After 10 seconds of viewing the images, approximately 95% of subjects detected changes to people and 81% detected changes to animals. In contrast, subjects could detect changes to plants less than 60% of the time after 10 seconds. That's a significant decrease in our ability to detect changes to people and animals versus changes to plants. This may not be surprising, actually. We're far more likely to be threatened by a pack of wolves than a clump of ferns. One lesson we can take away from this study is that if you want to blend into the background, you should dress up as an oak tree.